All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet for the Tuesday night edition. My name is Kevin James, along with Brutus the Wonder Mutt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on October 18, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mart and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Hi, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Just did a quick check here on Echolink. Looks like I'm the only one in here. So we'll move right down and open up the floor for regular members and guests. Any regular members and guests, come now, please.
KC2WI.
Okay, we picked up two stations there. We'll start from the bottom, WA2U, John. And at the top of our list, KC2WI, Pete. Pete, how are things going out your way today?
KC2WI, well, I made the first fire in the wood stove here. Let me turn the HF down. It was just on the Eastern New York section. Aries Racy's net. The first time I've actually managed to do that. I think I even had the day wrong before, but I was always busy. And somebody, I guess, posted it on the web, on the Facebook. So, oh, great. Really good signals too, and then I had a conversation with WA2FON, who was testing out a new dual 40 and 80 dipole. He was like 10 over here, so good signals. I was up in Lake Pleasant, went up Friday night, and operated from Speculator on Saturday during the Apple Fest, and did our special event, Kilo 2 Hotel. Made a bunch of contacts, kind of had to compete with the local entertainment there, and, you know, the musicians and that, and had to put headphones on, was a little cool. I thought it was going to be a lot warmer. I mean, the forecast was probably right on, but boy, in the morning we were thinking, oh, it's got to get warm, because it was just really nice and sunny, but then it got to be a mix of clouds and sun, and we had this wind out of the northeast, not across the lake, not the normal wind from the west across Lake Pleasant. And boy, it just was. I ended up putting more, you know, sweatshirt on and all that. And then Sunday, and of course it got real cold Saturday night, and Sunday was not too warm. And I did go swimming, though. I got out in the afternoon and cut the grass, got pretty hot. I said, well, you know, it's not that hot, but I'm hot, so I'm going in while I'm still hot. And, of course, I went around to the front of the house, and the wind was blowing in, and I don't know if it was 60 degrees out, but the sun was out, and the water didn't seem too cold because the air was so cold, but I think that was the end of it. Unless we get some real hot days, I may end up actually going in once more or twice, but it's iffy. I'm sure I'll, have my feet in the water, be walking up the river or something. But anyway, pretty much worked most of the day yesterday. I wanted to get on and do some more special event. I did Sunday afternoon, right around 2:30 or something like that. And boy, it just was a pileup. It was just unbelievable. I made 22 contacts, I think, between about 3:23 and 4:09 or something like that. Was pretty good on 20 meters. So we have the call sign until October 3rd, so hopefully I think K2LML will be operating some, and maybe this next weekend. And, of course, coming up this next weekend is the desert, sort of the preferred weekend for the simulated emergency test. And in northern New York, we're going to try and have every county, every Aries count, contact every other county Aries. So that's going to be interesting. There'll be a net on KF2GC. Will be running a net on 40 meters on 7245 from 1 to 4 on Saturday from the Essex County EOC. I just was on the New York State Phone Traffic and Emergency Net. They're going to run a special session at 10 o'clock for message passing. And it seems like quite a bit of interest this year. So far, no interest from Lewis County, though, unfortunately, to participate, so it might just be me. But I think it'll be interesting. Other than that, I guess not too much going on. It's 52 degrees, so it's not terribly cold, but like I said, cold enough, I left all the doors, not the doors, but the windows open, and pretty much, and it was 66 outside and 64 inside, so I decided to shut everything up and start the heating season here. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, it sounds like you've been busy and you're going to be busy. I know this weekend out here in Oneonta, we have the pit run, and the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club is going to be assisting with radio communications for that. It's in memory of Trooper Ricky Parisian, who was killed tragically while trying to stop a crime a little over 20 years ago. Gosh, I can't even believe it's been that long. And like I say, I almost became a state trooper because of him back in the day. And like I say, we're going to be assisting with that. Anyone that can listen to our repeater here in Oneonta on Sunday, probably from around, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, to probably just about noon is when we're going to be doing our event here. 146.850 with a PL of 167.9. And like I say, we're probably going to curb any other activity on the repeater until we're finished, but at least if you hear some activity, you'll know that that's us working the event. All right, this is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll move down to WA2U, John. And you know what, John? I was just going to tell Pete also, I have 52 degrees outside my back door here, so I'm wondering what it's like out at Hinckley tonight.
WA2U, well, believe it or not, it's not all that chilly. It's about 50 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. I'll say good evening to you, Kevin James, and Pete, and anyone that may be listening or getting ready to check in. Absolutely gorgeous day today. That's good to have all the various activities. It seems like as we get in, we're in fall, early part of fall, more and more of those things happen. So I don't know who was on the last couple of days, went into camp on Saturday morning, and Mark and I, Pete, you saw the pile of lumber there and the blocks, and now we've got a 12 by 8 foot deck. I've got to go out and screw down some more of the 2 by 6s, but it went really, really, really well. I didn't think we were going to get that far on Saturday, but we did. We spent a few hours in there, so I had a little, I don't know what it was, porter cable drill and drill and screw gun, but really couldn't handle it, so I had a Makita drill, and that worked okay. At least I got the, I've got the boards, the 2x6s in place, and my friend had a screw gun. His was sort of taking a beating, so that gave me the excuse. Buy a commercial grade 20 volt DeWalt or something thing, so brushless, so it's real nice. I can really beat it up, and I talked to a guy, and he uses it professionally, and said it's incredible. So, anyways, that project that was kind of neat. I look forward to half of the project getting it done is having the right tools to take care of it. If you don't, it's a real challenge, and I'm putting in 3 or 3.5 inch. Screws into this thing, but once it's together, it'll last. And I've got about an inch tilt on it, and I put a half inch between the 2x6s, so everything can fall down there except hopefully your keys. But then I just get a rake and fish them out. And then we did that on Saturday. Sunday went to the barn fest, had a good time there, kind of interesting. And then yesterday we listened. I listened a little bit for the net, but. I know this past weekend in the Utica area, the Shriner Circus was on. I guess they had like 4 or 5 showings. And then there was another circus on last night, whatever that's worth. But I just couldn't resist. I couldn't listen to it. Kathy and I enjoy listening to the highlights of it on SiriusXM Radio, little snippets of there and here and there. So, anyways, I don't know. Time for change. Same old, same old, same old. We won't go into too much detail about that. But today, it was nice out. It was gorgeous. And about 4 o'clock, Kathy and I decided, you know, why don't we take a little walk? So we did. We walked up the end of our road here, ran into some new neighbors up there. We chatted with. They were out by the road. Went up to the dead end, turned around, came back down to Route 365, came up to the house, walked around the driveway a couple more times, and Kathy was bound and determined to round off the GPS mileage, so we did exactly 4 miles, so we got that done. It was real, real nice, and came back inside, and I guess that was our workout for the day, so it was real, real good, very, very enjoyable. Oh, got some CDs. In the mail. I still get a big kick out of that. They get to go, UPS is here, and I expect a big box or something out there. You know, we usually get UPS or FedEx every day. But once in a while, our mail lady, Kathy, she'll deliver stuff too, so I don't know what, they got something worked out with UPS. But they drive this great big truck up here to drop off a CD, and then they turn around in our driveway, they drive around, and then they go back down. I'm thinking, wow, it's amazing. It's just an amazing thing. Anyways, turn it back over to you, Kelly James. Maybe other people will be joining us. And we'll listen here. I guess the next time we change our clocks is, what? I think it's November 6th. Pete commented on the bands, November 6th, I think. I thought it took a little ways away from that, but band conditions will change. Of course, UTC is UTC, but then the local time, so it'll take a while for them to catch up with it. WATU back to net.
Yep, John, you are 100% correct. November 6th is when we change our clocks back 1 hour. So as soon as you mention the word walk, Brutus the Wonder Mutt, he's assisting me here tonight as net control. Boy, he was bouncing around, listening to every word, and you should have seen him. He's looking at the machine here, tipping his head about everything you were talking about, and just kind of like absorbing all. It's kind of funny. Incidentally, a quick side note. I know the other night we were talking about my friend that's a professional singer, Benny Mardones. If you're able to get channel 40.3 over the air, Cozy TV, it's off of WVVC television. Tonight they actually are airing an old Knight Rider episode, Nightmares, from 1983. And the reason why I'm telling you this is the gal that plays the part that repairs Kit, Her name is Rebecca Holden, who is actually married to Joel Diamond. Joel Diamond is the one that actually produced Benny's record back in the day. So kind of an interesting tie-in there. I've actually chatted with Joel Diamond on Facebook, and then Rebecca said hello, too, which is kind of funny. So, and she still goes out and does some PR stuff for Knight Rider, which is actually kind of funny. So, interesting side note. All right, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Come now, please. All right, I'll open up the floor for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now. All right, yeah, KD2FPM still here, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Just a quick heads up, guys. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be involved. We have a drill, which will be a, I believe it's actually a controlled burn drill. So neither myself or Matt will be available, most likely. I don't think we're going to be back in time. But if someone can pick up the net and run with it, that would be greatly appreciated. And my apologies, last night I got sidetracked, and of course, with everything going on, I kind of forgot where my head was to jump in here and run the net. But I'm not sure. I think probably everyone was watching their TV last night. I know I was glued to the new TV comedy, Kevin Can Wait, with Kevin James. Same name, just different guy. But actually, it was a hilarious episode. And then I'm pretty sure everyone was glued to the debates, because I know I heard Octen call in on my home repeater here. And I think if there was like three or four of us that checked in, I'd be surprised. So I wasn't really paying awful attention to that. I remember I just heard Mark come in, and I just quit through my call, put the radio back, kept watching. So, all right, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WATU with some silliness.
Okay, Net recognizes WATU John with some silliness. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a, I'm trying to think who he is. He's a performer. He does always, I'm just waiting for him to come out. He does spoofs on various songs. Oh, my goodness, he was at the Turning Stone. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I can't think of his name, but he does, he'll take a song and he'll change all the lyrics, but remember years and years ago, Kevin James, there was a song called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? I see him composing a song, Where Have All the Emails Gone? WATU back to net.
Okay, that is actually kind of funny you would say that, because Bill Keeler back in the day used to do some of that parody type stuff on the old Rock 107 for entertainment purposes. But actually, you might be thinking of, let's see if I can pull this one right out of thin air, Weird Al Yankovic. Tell me if I'm right there, John.
Absolutely, 100%. But I just couldn't resist in the context of all the so-called, you know, they call it news, but I don't think that's really what it is. WATU back to net.
Yeah, really, without derailing things here entirely, yeah, it's well, actually, I think it's too late. This political season seems to be entirely derailed, so, but like I say, without being politically incorrect or politically correct or, you know, going into that realm, yeah. I mean, there are so many open doors for so many things to be done that it's just like absolutely insanely impossible. I mean, I know the late night shows were having some fun with some of the stuff, so that was actually kind of interesting to see some of their little antics on there. So what an ordeal. But all right, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FBM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make this a final call. If nothing else is heard, I'll close the net down. Final call for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2121 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had KC2WIP, WA2U, John, the two of you kept the net alive tonight. Thank you very much. And like I said, tomorrow night, if someone else can take the reins for me, it would be greatly appreciated because, like I say, I'm going to be tied up with a drill with Matt, and we will probably most likely not be able to make it back in time. So, and my apologies up front for that. So Brutus and the Wonder Mutt and I would like to say thank you, and thank you to those that listened in on their scanners tonight. And, of course, we always tell you, the water's warm. Go ahead, come out, get your ticket, and jump in and enjoy with us. We would appreciate meeting those that listen to us out there. All right, with that, I will say 7-3. KD2FPM will be clear, and also clearing through the Echolink system of this repeater. Take care, guys. 7-3, KD2FPM is out.
KB2KOJ for Octon, looking for stations with or without traffic.
KC2MB, good evening, no traffic.
This is Octon, I'll make this the final call for stations with or without traffic. Final call for Octon.
KC2MB, good evening, no traffic.
KC2MBU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else rocking? Final call for Octon. Okay, nothing else heard. Ray, 7-3, take care, and I hope to hear you tomorrow night. Thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. KB2KOJ is back.